He can't do nothing. I want to leave that out. I want you to know that without Him, we can't do nothing. We can't do nothing. We need Him every second of our lives. I said we need Him. But some folks try to do without Him. But we can't do nothing without Him. Man needs to know how important it is for Jesus to come in this sinful world. You need to know. So many don't know or don't want to know. But just suppose He had not come. And some may be listening at me and say, I have missed Him. I have missed Him yet. But if you die without Him, you're going to miss Him. And don't realize that He's taking care of you. You don't even know it. But don't let Him come back before you need Him. You're going to need Him. Ain't that right, folks? I don't know about nobody else. I'm speaking for myself now. I can't do nothing without Him. Paul said, in Him I live, move, and have my being. In other words, He the one got me going. He the one stopped me. He the one start me. If I want to ruin, He gonna make me ruin. So I'm just in Him. And without Him, I'm nothing. That's His holy name. Man need to know how important Jesus is in this sinful world.
That's right.
Know how important He is. On last Sunday, we stopped telling you that God sent His only Son, Jesus, in this sinful world to die. Everybody said die. On a cross to keep our soul from going to the lake of fire. Not for a day, but forever. And so many don't believe it yet. And we call this the gospel in a nutshell, in a sense that it's been preached just about 2,000 years now. And folks still don't see why they need Jesus. Why should we preach Jesus? And so many don't believe it right now. Why they don't believe it? Look at your neighbor and say, why you don't believe it? Somebody may say, you talking to the wrong somebody, but. But why you won't believe it? Why you won't believe it? God Almighty. Look at 2 Corinthians, Paul, and 4:3 in the 4th verse. Hallelujah. Just read it there for me, Paul.
But if our gospel be hid,
yeah,
it is hid to them that are lost.
Lost. It's hid to them that are what?
Lost.
Lost. If it's hid. But it's not hid, is it, y'all? Read on, Paul.
In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
God Almighty, why folk will not accept the message of Jesus Christ? They go all through this world without insurance.
All right.
The devil had blinded so many folks. And they don't see why they need Jesus. He the God of this world. He want everybody to go with him where he going. But God don't see to it, and he is seeing to it, that the gospel is going to be preached all over the world for a witness. And then the end will come. He can't come back until after the gospel of Jesus Christ been preached all over this world. And guess what? The devil blinding folk going and coming. God Almighty. Won't nobody have no excuse. I know I'm not boasting now. I know because while I'm here, you ain't going to have no excuse. I don't know about the other preachers or the pastor now. I love your soul. And I know but one somebody who can work on a soul, and that's Jesus Christ. He came all the way from heaven just for your soul. Not your goal, but your what? Soul. Oh, folks just don't know what Jesus went through with. For your soul. Somebody must have been blind in your eye. Some kind of way. Your mind must have been blind. The word of God said he come to save folks. And don't let the devil steal your what? Soul. Don't let the devil steal your soul. Can I stay a minute if you don't mind? How can a devil steal my soul? I don't know everything about it, but the Bible said so about stealing souls. God Almighty. It's something about your soul that the devil wanted. It's something about our soul that God wanted. Right. Both of them want our what? Soul. Yes. One wants to destroy it. Yes. One wants to bless it. Yes. To keep on living. Yes. Forever with God. Yes. And one wants to damn the soul. Yes. Why he hates man's soul, so bad. Who is this fella? God Almighty. Who? Look at the name that says soul. What the devil want with your soul? What he gonna do with it? He can't eat it up. What he gonna do with it? God Almighty. You tell me, Reverend Walker, the devil want my soul. I'm not trying to be smart, but if you have to give it to Jesus, he already got it. Folks got to understand that. He come seeking souls just like Jesus coming, what? Seeking soul. Both of them want our soul. Oh. Paul, look at John 10 and 10 for me. Look what the devil gonna do. Brown scoundrel. Look what he's gonna do.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill.
Listen good now.
And to destroy. I am come,
God Almighty,
that they might have life.
Yeah.
And that they might have it more abundantly.
You've got to see who's talking now. Jesus talking. He told you what the devil come here for. And you tell me you working for the devil? Oh, you putting your hand in a trap and don't even know it. Your whole life is trapped and don't even realize it. Both of them have what? Come. God Almighty. But they come for different reasons. But they come at the same thing. What's so valuable about a man's soul? God Almighty. What's so valuable that both of them want your soul? One wants to damn it. And one wants to give his life forever. Who you following? That's a good question. Everybody in this world, every human being in this world is following one of these gods. The little G God or the capital G God. Everybody in this world is following one of the two. You can't follow both of them at the same time because they're going different places. Look at your neighbor and say,
who are you following?
I promise you, you with somebody. It's not neutral. It ain't no neutral nobody. You with the devil or you with Jesus. It's just that simple. And both of them after the same thing. I want your soul, Walker. Jesus, I want your soul, Walker. I want your soul, Jimmy. I want your soul, man. I want your soul. What you gonna do with it? Jesus, what you gonna do with my soul? Satan, what you gonna do with my soul? I'm gonna kill you. How can you kill a soul? That's a good question, boy. How can somebody kill a soul? Ain't that something to think about?
That's right.
A soul is a spirit.
All right.
Well, how can you kill it?
That's right.
One come to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. That's something to think about, y'all. How can you get rid of a soul? Oh, my. Cut your head off? Shoot it? Boil it up? Watch this now. The soul so important until God sent his own son to keep it from going to the lake of fire. Watch this now. If you don't give your life to Jesus, it goes to the lake of fire. Your soul, your body in the ground, but your soul, it goes to a place called hell in the lake of fire. And you the only somebody can protect it. By giving your life over to Jesus to keep from going in hell with the devil. That's just plain simple gospel. Always remember this now. Oh, if you don't remember nothing else, Jesus come in this world for one reason. Not for two reasons, but for one reason. What is that, my pastor? To remind me, if I don't give my life to Jesus, I'm going where?
Yeah. All right.
It's just that simple.
I hear you, Pastor.
This is what the church is all about.
Yeah.
Sister Beverly?
All right.
The church is about your soul.
Yeah. I hear you.
Both of them want soul.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe the Bible. Shame on you. I'm being fair with you now. See, if you don't believe the Bible, you don't need to be in a church where Jesus died for. You don't need to be in that church. You need to be in the devil church. Because he told us, well, he died for. He said, there for hell, there for heaven. And everybody going to one of the places. Ain't no compromising. Everybody going to one place or another. You can't spit yourself and go to both at the same time. You following Jesus or you following who?
That's right. You're right, Pastor.
God Almighty. Say, Preach Walker.
Preach Walker.
A thief. He is a thief. The devil is a thief. God Almighty. And my brother and sister. I find out something.
Yeah.
I found out that the worldly people are not having any problem. Because most of them are doing what they love to do and rejoice doing it. And regardless of what the Bible may say, they start not doing what they feel like doing. They're not afraid and they're not ashamed. They know what it is. They're not afraid and they're not ashamed. Look at Matthew 27, Paul. 22-23rd verse. God Almighty.
Thank you, Pastor.
Bless his holy name.
Pilate said,
watch this,
unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ?
Oh, what
they all said unto him, let him be crucified.
Let him be what? Crucified. God Almighty. Let him, that's not my script up there, Paul. Now you know, okay, now. There you go. Paul said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus? He had a Jesus on his hand. He didn't know what to do with it.
All right.
He had a Jesus. Watch this now. Watch this. Every human being in the world don't know Jesus. You got one on your hand. You're going to have to do something with Jesus. He on your hand. What shall I then do with Jesus? You got to do something with Jesus. You got him on your hand. Paul said, what shall I, that mentality is in the world right now. What I'm going to do with Jesus? God said, that you're part of Jesus. Well, what am I going to do with him? You got to know what to do with it.
Come on, Rev.
Don't know what to do with Jesus. Had bread when he's hungry, don't know what to do with it.
All right.
Got a doctor in a sick room and don't know what to do with it. Got a friend when he's feeling, don't know what to do with it.
That's right.
I don't know how I can live without him.
Right.
Look at the name and say, how do you live without Jesus? What shall I then do with Jesus? God Almighty. A lot of folks are afraid and ashamed what to do with Jesus. God Almighty, he is the Christ. You got through reading Paul?
No, sir.
Read on Paul.
And the governor said,
listen here now.
Why? What evil has he done?
Yeah.
But they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified.
God Almighty, let him be what? Oh, how much. They seem to be satisfied.
Yes, sir.
Let's be good now. They seem to be satisfied and enjoying themselves and nowhere to go but hell.
All right. All right.
And seem to have no problem with it. They are full time for Satan.
All right.
That's right. Full, not part-time, but what? Full-time. No problem, I know. They enjoying it. They satisfied. God Almighty. On their way to hell and seem to have no problem. God Almighty. They are, I said, full-time for the devil. Watch this. Watch this. God got me on salvation message for a while. Been told all that. For some reason. See, folk can go a long time. God, mercy and grace. Look all over salvation and don't realize they're going to need Jesus down the road.
Preach, brother. Preach, brother.
Huh. They had Pilate assist a Jesus. But he didn't know what to do with him.
Right.
What shall I do with him?
Yes, sir.
Brad, when you're home on crazy man, you ought to do that.
Yes.
Doctor in a sick room, you ought to keep him right there. You're going to need him. You may not see him like you're going to need him now, but on down the road, you're going to need him.
Yes,
I know you're doing well. I know you're doing fine, but you're going I know you got money in the bank, you got your car, you got your house, you got your clothes, but you know what? So many folk don't know what to do with it.
Oh,
I talked to him last night. Oh, we're just leaving it on my mind. Got this morning, talk to him again. I need him. Need I talk with him because I what? Need him. I can't move a leg except I talk to him. I can't move except I talk to him. I need him not only every hour, I need him every second. There's something about it.
Hallelujah.
That springs in you.
Yeah.
You can't do without him. And those of us who love him can't make it without him. Just like laying in the bed with no mattress without him. Laying on nothing but springs. But when you got a mattress, you can rest all night. When you got Jesus in it, you may have some problem, but you done had the problem on to him and still go to sleep. I can't do without him. What am I going to do with Jesus? God, Jesus, and don't know what to do with it. Bless his holy name. This is the church problem. I promise you. This is the real church problem. We have a real, everybody say
real.
We have a real Jesus in our heart and don't know what to do with him. Paul said, what shall I do with Jesus? The real church have a Jesus on their hand and don't know what to do with him. Most of us know what to do with Jesus. Watch this now. Don't miss this. Please don't. Most of us, that's just hope you go to church. Most of us know what to do with Jesus, but most of us allow the devil to put two things in our way. Shame and a prayer. Most of us got it, but don't know what to do with it. The two things we want, shame and a prayer. We get down certain folk, we get shame of Jesus. We get down certain folk, we get afraid.
Come on with him.
Don't know what to do with him. All the time we want to use Jesus, I'm in a sweet room. When I'm hungry, God wants somebody to have some boldness to stand up for him. He wants the world to see some Jesus in us. Or we try to put him in our back pocket in certain places. But Jesus is to be seen and heard. Church don't know what to do with Jesus. He bred in a starving land, a doctor in a sick room, a friend when you're friendly. He'll come see about you when you're enemy all around you. He'll take care of you. I need him and can't make it without him. Not a Jesus don't know what to do. What shall I then do with Jesus? That's what the church saying now.
Amen.
Don't know what to do with Jesus.
Jesus! Glory!
Don't know what to do with him. He know I'm dependent upon him.
Well.
He shook me this morning. I need him to wake me up in the morning. I need him to drive my car for me. When the devil tempt me, I need him to give me some power. And you don't know
know what to do with Jesus. He more than rest when you're hungry. He more than a doctor in a sick room. I need him every second of my life. I know what to do with him. Y'all know what to do with Jesus. The church don't act like that now. We got that pile of attitude. What shall I then do with Jesus? That's his holy name. The devil. The devil. I said the devil. He got these two things facing the church every day in the last day. Ashamed and afraid. And you got to agree. If you follow the Bible, see what happened. That's what happened right now. In these last days. If we're not afraid, we are ashamed. We get down certain folks we have, we don't even know Jesus. Get down certain folks, we get afraid. Fear of what?
Come on, wait.
Fear itself. Run from Jesus. When you got Jesus on your side, you protect it. Can't nothing touch you except we allow it to touch you. You're already victorious if you got Jesus. If you got Jesus, you ain't trying to get there. You're already over there. That's the kind of attitude a child of God is supposed to have. I'm not trying to go to heaven. I'm already all in heaven places.
Right now.
I ain't praying to go to him. I'm not preaching to go to him. I'm already over there. These two things the devil bring on us are shame and afraid. Bless his holy name. Did you read Mark?
No.
Read Mark 8 and 38 for me.
Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation,
God Almighty,
of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.
Now y'all heard that, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
If you ashamed of me.
Yes, sir.
This Bible.
Yes.
See, so many folks be ashamed of Jesus in certain places they go in. Even sometimes in church. And if you ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. God Almighty. I mean that. The Bible doesn't lie. But so many folks in this world just ashamed of Jesus. Oh, boy. Why? Think now. Why are you ashamed of Jesus? Who hung on that cross, buck naked for you. He wasn't ashamed. Died for your sin and my stinky sin. And we get around certain folk, we want to put Jesus in our back pocket. Want to hide him for what he done for us. In this adultery world, sinful world, generation of sin, and you are ashamed of the Son of Man? God Almighty. Oh, you got to think. You got to think. What God done for us. For your soul. Think about that. Your soul. Everybody say soul. To keep your soul from going to hell. And you trust to be ashamed of Jesus. And my brother and sister, if we are not careful and very careful, we will allow the devil to use our body on this earth And our soul have to face the consequences in hell forever. If you're not careful, you allow the devil to use the body. But what about your soul? God Almighty. Both Jesus and Satan are in the soul business. Everybody soul, said soul business. Both of them. They are both in the soul business. And everybody are working for one of the two. You working for Jesus or you working for the devil. Ain't no in between. We try to let the devil make a crack out of it. I'm working for you today. It don't work with Jesus like that. I'm going to work for Jesus today and work for the devil tomorrow. I'm going to work a week for you and work for you. It don't work like that. Jesus said, you for me or you are against me. Jesus doesn't need us that bad. Matter of fact, he don't need us for nothing. He can do without us any time. What he need with us? You can't work for both of them at a time. You got to work for one and let one go. God Almighty. We take Jesus too lightly. We take the church too lightly. Folks think they come to church, they think, that means y'all got your own salvation. So many folks in church don't know the law.
All right.
You get to love the Lord. You got to love. I thought you got to love Jesus.
You're right.
I said, you got to love Jesus. When you don't fall in love with Jesus, the devil has you doing everything but right. Oh. And just like you don't love your wife or don't love your husband. Anybody pick you up? I said, anybody pick you up. But you got to love them. Just like Jesus, the devil tempt everybody. Hallelujah. I said, the devil tempt everybody. Jesus ain't trying to fool nobody to come to him. He wide open said, whosoever will, let him come. The devil said the same thing, whosoever, let him come. The devil got a trap in here. Jesus wide open. Ain't no hearing nothing back there. Come to me or you don't come to me. But the devil slipped in. The Bible called him a rogue. He steal. He kill. And he destroyed. And you telling me you follow something like that?
Well, that's right.
You obeying something like that?
Come on, man.
He don't even have hell. He don't even own hell. He doesn't own nothing. He knows where he's going. All of them, the devil know where he's going. Satan know where he's going. And all of his angels and all of his followers. But the followers don't know. He's a deceiver.
Right.
He don't know when he gets through working for the devil, it's a pit down there for him forever and ever. They don't know that. But God got to think, if you don't believe my word, you will follow the devil every time.
Yeah.
Both of them seeking the lost. Both of them want souls. They in the soul business. Everybody say the soul business.
The soul business.
They in the soul business. Satan don't want your money. Satan doesn't want your house.
No.
Satan doesn't want your car.
No.
Satan doesn't want your gold. Satan wants your what? Soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
They don't care about your house. They don't want your house.
Thank you, Lord.
You got a big put out. He don't want that. That's your sharp car. He don't want that.
That's right.
I'm rich. I don't want your money.
That's right.
My mind.
I'll give you all of that back. Just give me your
soul.
That's it. I can hand out money to you. I just want your soul.
That's right.
God Almighty. And the devil buys a lot of folks with things of this world. Because we know where they're going to lead. You get in love with the things of the world, that's what you're going to obey. That's what you're going to follow. A lot of folks don't got care for stuff in this world. God Almighty, following the devil for this stuff. Can I say stuff?
Yes, sir.
But it's dust. Devil don't want your house. Yeah. But Rem, you don't know how to put it. I said he don't want your house. Got my car decorated. I don't care how you got it decorated. He don't want your car. He doesn't want your car. The devil after your soul. God Almighty. And my brothers and sisters, according to the word of God, a man doesn't own but one thing, and that's his own soul. You don't own that house anyway. You got a model. Somebody else got it.
That's right.
That pretty car. You don't fit in the own that car. I dare you to die. It can get burned up anything you have to. No.
Amen.
No, you're not. Just don't the devil say, get the soul saved. I give you just about what you want. Just let me have your soul. Watch this now. Look at Mark 8:36.
For what shall it profit a man?
Listen now.
If he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul.
That's all you own. Your own. Now, it's up to you to do what you're going to do with it. If you want to save it, you got to give it to Jesus. It's just that simple. Watch this now. That's what Jesus come in the world for. That's the only reason he come in the world to save your what? He didn't come in to make you rich.
All right.
That's right.
He come to, his main purpose is to save your soul. To keep your soul from going to the lake of fire with the devil.
Right.
And the devil offers you so much out, your honor, until you don't watch yourself, you'll start following the devil rather than following God.
All right.
All right. God Almighty. That's all that you own. Your own. Watch it now. What is it going to profit you? You got all what you got. Now you got everything you want.
Yes, sir.
I heard folks say, I heard somebody told me, Reverend, I'm just about ready to die. I got just about everything I want. I meant that. Somebody told me years ago. I got about everything I want now. But they didn't say they're finna die. But they did say they have just about everything I want. I'm satisfied. Watch this now. Got just about everything you want to have.
Yeah.
The stuff of this world.
Yeah.
You got it in your hand. You're satisfied. You're sitting on the throne in a sense. Relaxing. I'm satisfied. You're bragging about it. And all of this sitting. Everything that's going your way. The devil ain't going to get in your way because I know I got it. He ain't going to put nobody in your way. Because as long as you don't get saved, he ain't bother you. That's what he wants you to be lost.
That's right.
He ain't going to bother you. But mess around and get saved.
All right.
He's going to start messing with you.
Right.
But ain't got to bother you because you're already mine.
Yeah.
And if you don't meet Jesus, I got you, boy.
Yeah.
And if you miss Jesus, when your soul has to leave this body, that's the only thing you own now.
Right.
You own but one thing, Paul. And that's your own
soul.
What you going to do with it? It's up to you. What you going to do with it? Huh? Folks got to understand this. Your own, that's all you own. This ain't nothing but a house your soul live in. And when God called you out the house, the soul out the house, the body, whoop, fall back to the ground. Here come Joe with the family to pick that what fell and put it back in the ground where it come from. But it fell because the soul what? Left it. Everybody watching me right now, the soul on the inside. If God calls you out of that soul, out of that body, the body falls right back to the dirt. Watch this now. The body goes back to the Do you? That's where it's going. Pick it up. Preacher gonna say a few words about it. But where is soul going? The preacher gonna push it ahead in just about, but where is soul going? Everybody lay across here and don't go to heaven. This ain't nothing but dirt laying across here, and we're gonna put it right back where it came from. But the thing about it, where is the soul? Huh?
Yes.
Some folks, you better put them in heaven because the family get mad.
Yes. Yes, sir. You're right, Pastor.
But preachers, you better not never get up over the pulpit in. And you know that joker in hell. You know just about he in hell. But you better never say he in hell. Boy, them folks will kill you, boy. You've got to prepare yourself to go to heaven. You don't go to heaven just anyhow. You don't go to heaven because you come to a local church. You go to heaven because you don't met Jesus. And you gave your life to Jesus. That's the only way to get in that door. It's got to be Jesus. He didn't want to come to make a way that we can go to heaven where we come from. You didn't come from here. You came from heaven. God sent Jesus down here to take us back to heaven. And we got to understand that the devil be in the church every Sunday. Always remember that. The devil sleep in church. He in poor pity on deacon ministry. He in the choir. He everywhere. Folks got to understand that. Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit they bear.
Well,
this just a God having truth.
All right.
Don't fool yourself. God Almighty, your own soul. That's all you own. But your own soul. Now watch this. We're finna close. I'm a time out. Jesus come to carry man back home. From where he came from. Out of God. Look at the name. Say, I came out of God. God Almighty. Look at Genesis 2 and 7. God Almighty came out of God.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground.
God Almighty.
And breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Yeah.
And man became a living soul.
Y'all got it?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He came out of God. Watch this now. He's a part of God. He can't never stop existing. A soul can't never stop existing. God breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That life is eternal life. It's got to live somewhere eternal because it's God part. God Almighty. And God can't never stop existing. God got man and formed him out of the dust. Nothing but dust. If we don't bathe, we'll stink. Nothing but that when we get nasty. That when you got to bathe, you see. And out of dust, got him and formed him out of dust. And then he laying there and can't do nothing. He can't do it. Boy, look, a big handsome Adam. Laying on the ground and can't even get up because he ain't nothing but dirt. God done this. God said, wait, where my mic is? No, it ain't loud enough. God said,
who? God, breathe into his nostrils.
Y'all gonna hear, I want y'all to hear that breathe.
Lord, he got up.
See, he got up. God Almighty. Well, Adam looked at his job. Breathe. He became a living soul.
That's right.
A living soul. Watch that living mean can't stop what? Exist. can't stop existing. It got to keep on existing. Because that's the God part. But the dirt, we put it right back where it come from. But the soul goes somewhere else. And we're going to put them in heaven regardless, look like. But everybody lay calls down, don't go to heaven.
Right.
They're not in heaven.
That's right.
And if you go to heaven, when we go to heaven, you'll know you ain't going to see Jimmy. You may not see Mary. You may not see Mac. I'll see you over yonder. Where yonder? The only way to go over yonder with Jesus, you got to meet Jesus. That's what he come in the world for. To keep us from going to hell. Forever. Ain't no second chance in hell. Folks that lost need to know this. Ain't no second chance. You get a second chance. I've heard folks say that. That's a lie from hell. You got your one chance. If you die without Jesus, you'll be with the devil in the lake of fire forever. You ain't going to never consume. You'll be burning throughout eternity.
This
is what Jesus come here for. Got to know what he come here for. When we open the doors of the church. If you're not saved, you better get saved. Because you're going to die. You're getting out of here. You're going to leave this world. You may live or get 950, but you're still going to leave this world.
That's right.
Watch this now. It's your soul. What it profit man to gain the whole world? Think about it now. I got the whole world kind of like in my hand. Get what I want? Everything I want down here, I got it. But what is it going to profit him? Because the body going to live so long. And then when you die, your kinfolk got it when you left. And they're going to fight over that. But your soul is gone somewhere. It's gone, but one of the two, hell or heaven. It's just that simple. We're trying to make it so complicated. It's just simple. And the plain truth, without Jesus, you can't go to him. He is the door. God Almighty, behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man will open the door and let me in, I'll come in and sup with him. He will with me. He's knocking at folks' doors of the heart every day. And folks turn it down. And the devil always had to try to show you something better.
Yeah.
Or don't do this or don't do that. Jesus knocked at every sinner's door. Practically all the time. Somebody going to tell them about Jesus. But they ignore it all the time. That'd be Jesus knocking.
Yeah.
You got to let him in. He ain't going to break in no kind of way. It's up to you. But if you die without him, God Almighty. Think about it now. I'm trying to get you to see this thing. See, that's what salvation is all about. Salvation is all about giving your life to Jesus as your personal Savior. He keep me from going to the lake of fire forever. I looked at that thing, boy, when you study, years ago, I said, boy, you go to hell in the lake of fire. You're there forever. Jesse, you're there forever. Forever. Ain't no end to forever. And when God made it so plain to keep him going with the devil forever. And you can be with him forever. With nothing but peace and joy. No more pain. No more sickness. No more crooks. And no more low down folks. Just you and God and the saints of God.
That's right.
They are with him forever. You turn that down. That's your fault. God Almighty. That's your fault. Watch this now. You got to watch the devil. Always want to be ashamed of Jesus. Don't you feel like you're ashamed? This is what Jesus come in the world for. Hold on, man. Right now. I'm going to get ready to close now. Right now. Right now, if a billionaire walk in that door and say, everybody get in line who want got $1 billion. Who won't know? He owns that $2. Ain't going with a billion. You're not put down for a billion. But some of us won't get there probably. But let me say, he come in here and said, whoever want $1,000, just get in line. You can get it. Boy, watch this now. I don't have but 15,000. Somebody could get knocked down just about. Y'all know it. I'm just being fair. I want you to get the message. That's all then. But now watch this. But now if he just said, I got enough for everybody, just get in line. I guarantee you, you'll be late for work. But now here Jesus, God Almighty, saying, give your life to Jesus. You don't have to go to the lake of fire forever. And you doubt that. That's not necessary. That's the most important thing to any person in this world. It's nothing more valuable than salvation. You can't come up with nothing more valuable than salvation. Watch this. You go to a place where nothing but peace. You go to a place where you don't need no doctor. You go to a place where you never get hungry. You go to a place, ladies and folks, where you won't have to work no more. You go to a place where nothing but joy, unspeakable joy. You go to a place where nobody hates you.
That's right.
You go to a place where nobody can trip you up.
That's right.
You go to a place where nothing but peace and joy, shouting and worshiping, praising God throughout eternity. And folk will not hear that. They rather just go until it's too late.
Well,
if you die without Jesus, that's where a person will go.
You're right.
You'll go to hell forever. That's just the God heaven truth. Power said, what shall I do with Jesus? Like a hot potato. What am I going to do with it? You got to do something with it. You got a part somewhere because he come now for you. You got to handle that yourself. That one thing can't nobody do it but you. Mama can't help you. Daddy can't help you. Handy can't help you. You got to do that on your own. I can't write your name in. You can't write mine in. You got to face Jesus for yourself.
That's right.
And the way you face Jesus, you don't face Jesus, hey God, how you doing? You face Jesus getting on your knees, humbling yourself. Telling the Lord, I need you. I can't make it without you. You come to send your son down here to die for my sin. I want to give my life over to you. I don't find out. About a year ago, God told me, we ain't preaching on salvation enough.
Right.
Ain't preaching on salvation enough. A lot of folks in church ain't saved.
Right.
We ain't preaching on salvation enough. We don't left salvation. Preaching don't preach on salvation no more.
Right.
If you want to miss it, it's over. Ain't no second chance nowhere.
My.
Is it? This the God hidden truth. Now, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth, and believe in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Saved from what? From hell. Saved from the lake of fire. And will never consume. Ain't that something? Boy, that's very important to a soul.
Yes, sir.
Go to hell and never consume.
All right.
Go to heaven and be there with nothing but joy. Your choice, my choice. And God have it so simple. And folk don't want to believe it. And every time you turn it down, the devil says, hallelujah. The demon said, look at that. That's somebody that's with us. You ought to trick that scoundrel if you're lost. Jesus wants to save you if you're lost. Just what he come here for. Remember that now. Healing the sick is secondary.
Right.
Feeding the hungry is secondary.
Right. Yeah.
Making you walk and can't walk, that's secondary.
Right.
But your life is priority. Yes, I come for that purpose. But while I'm here, I'll give some more extra. But number one is getting your soul saved. If a man confess the Lord Jesus, believe in his heart, that God raised Jesus from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. Let us all stand. Will there be one? Let us all stand. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ? Ask your personal Savior. You may come now. You may come now. Don't put it off if you're lost. Ain't nobody going to get mad but the devil.